Livingston City Manager Mike Cardew has been on the job for about a year and a half. He told KPCW they're recovering from the times when they saw zero or negative growth.
It's been, pretty steady, 3% a year for the last 2 to 3 years, and it's been increasing over the last 6 years. And like I said, we're at almost the max population we've had over the last 35 years. And there were significant decreases in the late 90s and about the 2008 downturn. We lost 400 or 500 people. So we've gained back almost everything we've lost, and we're about to reach population levels we haven't seen in a long time.
Along with the modern-day cowboys who own large ranches in the area, Livingston is also home to modem cowboys who work from home, writers and artists, and a significant number of people who work elsewhere but want to live in Livingston.
But I couldn't give you a percentage, but especially as Gardner next to the park is getting really expensive to live in, a lot of those workers are living in Livingston and commuting to Gardner. It's people that want to work in Bozeman because there's more job opportunities, but love the small town community feel of Livingston. So they choose to live here and work in Bozeman. There is, some of it is a retiree growth. This is a very popular spot to retire. Park County as a whole, a little over 50% of the revenue or income that comes into the county is actually not from wages. It's from either retirements or investments.
Among the population that actually works in Livingston, he said tourism is the fastest growing segment.
There's still a large portion that's ag-based, especially when you're talking the county. There's still a lot of agricultural ranching-based, wheat growing-based. There's also, between the hospital and Printing for Less, those two more professional groups. Printing for Less is internet printing, and they're doing some internet delivery for other companies, so they do both of that here. So I wouldn't say it's all tourism, but tourism is a significant portion, especially when you talk about river guides and outfitters and outdoor supply stores, that kind of thing. There's a significant portion.
Livingston's downtown is a historic district of about 3 square blocks. He said if a McDonald's or similar business wanted to open in the area, the city has regulations to respond.
So if they did want to open up a storefront in there, they would have to comply with all of the, they would have to keep the historic look of the building. And that's a very strong undercurrent in this community, is they love the historic feel of the downtown. So even new businesses that go in sometimes leave the old signs from old businesses. We have a flower shop where the sign in the glass is probably 80 years old and it's for a clothing store. But they just add their own sign below it and keep that historic flavor to downtown. So we would look at a McDonald's that wanted to come in if they wanted to meet all the requirements to keep that historic character.
Cardew said that chain businesses are more interested in locating at the town's outskirts to catch the interstate traffic. Even there, they have to follow the city guidelines to maintain a historic feel. Finally, Park City has one ironic connection to the town. The TV series Yellowstone is filmed at the Utah Film Studios at Queens Junction and around the Wasatch Back, but the fictional setting, a mega ranch on the border of the national park, reflects the Livingston area.
We have those kind of ranches where they're huge. We have some very wealthy landowners that live around Livingston. In fact, I think one of the scenes was even filmed in Livingston in one of our local bars. I wouldn't say it's accurate, but it does kind of reflect the flavor of this kind of area.
Livingston City Manager Mike Cardew. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.